providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in the second half of the KER report. Talking right now, we're going to devote the total of the second half on COVID. Got Dr. Charles Page on the line with me right now. You know, I did a bit of studying, basically downloaded everything off of the internet news sources that I've got before I sat down and talked with Chuck on this. And, you know, if you believe the internet, seriously, if you believe the internet, here's the deal. We'll all be dead by Sunday. The subject of Thanksgiving isn't even coming up. It is, I mean, the subject is coming up, but the odds of being alive on Sunday, if you read some of the stories on the internet, are absolutely mind-boggling to me. You've got de Blasio in New York is threatening a total shutdown. The mayor of L.A. is threatening a curfew starting very, very soon. Up here in the Northwest where I live, our entire social structure at our golf course is now shut down. We cannot meet at the golf course. I have a book club meeting this afternoon. I have to host it in my house. I'm going to have 7 people here, including myself. If anybody reports me, I will probably get fined because you're only supposed to have 5 people. But I'm going over the limit. I'm going to 7 and 8, but we will social distance. There is no question about it. Here's something I took off the internet this morning, the big picture regarding COVID-19. This is as bad as the pandemic has ever been. The most cases, the most explosive growth, and the greatest strain on hospitals. If businesses were closed right now, it would not be safe to reopen them. And holiday travel will be risky no matter where you're coming from or where you are going. The Seattle Times, a doc, ran an interesting article yesterday. Seattle had a total shutdown of restaurants beginning, I believe it was 11:59 last Wednesday. And the Times said, you know, if you look at this thing realistically, our opinion is you really have to look at the economic implications of it, because every restaurant, every service, part of the service industry that goes out of business, that means they're going to have to declare bankruptcy and go out of business, and there's nobody to save them. That is a really, really frightening story, especially given the fact that a lot of people like you, Chuck, are saying this is not that big a deal. Chuck, I want to give you the microphone for the rest of this segment, and then we can banter back and forth in the next segment. Your opinion, sir, on COVID. You've got kids that are COVID. You've got kids at home, Chuck. You're a very smart man. You've got a family. What are you doing? And tell me what you think about this total shutdown.
Well, I believe the total shutdown is an over-response. I mean, I think, you know, it's been said many times, you know, the treatment has to balance with, the risk of treatment. And so, you know, my family is we're a unique family. First of all, we've got, you know, one kid home from Chicago. Fortunately, he's not up there going to school and he's home. You know, I'm exposed to COVID every day as a surgeon. I have another son who's in College Station in college, and he just got tested for COVID. You know, and I have 2 sisters who believe very differently. They have a very different worldview about testing, and one sister who is isolating herself in Dallas and will not come to Thanksgiving. And so, I have one sister who is completely isolating herself and will not come for Thanksgiving. And so, you know, if one of those things, if I go to Thanksgiving with my dad, who's 80 years old, I'm going to, you know, my sister's going to kill me. And if I don't go, my 80-year-old dad is going to kill me. So, and if I stay here home here at work, I might get COVID and die.
Right.
at least what the radio says. So, you know, here's the thing. We have to keep all this in perspective. You can't stop a virus. And so we have to have a little bit of common sense. And, you know, once again, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays, one of the things that we value as Americans is that family time. Many of us use that time as a time to worship. And so, you know, we have to go back and look at, you know, why we're doing what we're doing. You know, when we lose our why, we lose our way. And so, you know, taking a step back and realizing, first of all, with our family, you know, we have to assess the risk and benefits, and everybody's going to have different risks. Sometimes the risk of not getting together for the holidays, it's even riskier not to do so. I mean, I think about my dad. He's 80 years old. My mother's died. And, you know, he's alone. And this may be the last Thanksgiving and the last Christmas we have with my dad. You know, and just think about having regrets of that. I mean, my dad is very firm in his faith. He knows when he dies, he knows he's going to be in heaven. And, you know, he would much rather us be together for Christmas and Thanksgiving than for us to be apart, you know. Yeah. So you have to kind of weigh all those things. And I think that's important for many senior adults, that they, you know, they understand their time is drawing to a close, and, you know, they're content with their lives, and they'd much rather have the family together and take that risk. So we have to look at all those kind of things. We have to weigh those things. I think as far as our family goes, we need to listen. We need to communicate with our family members. We need to make them feel comfortable. You know, here's the thing about us as Americans. We're very creative. We're very resourceful. I heard of some friends that had a Texas turkey tailgate Thanksgiving. They all got together in their trucks, and they're kind of having a tailgate party out in the pasture. So we can do some creative things, and we can still get together. We can have virtual Thanksgiving meetings. You know, we can sit, and if some of the family members don't feel comfortable, you know, we can have two or three different meetings. You know, we can do this at different times. And so there's a lot of ways that we can be creative. I was even thinking about this. You know, we can get a COVID test before we all get together. You know, I mean, it's not hard to get a COVID test now from your primary care doctor. And if it's going to make everybody feel more comfortable having a COVID test, then get one. I mean, no, they're not 100%. But, you know, you can have a negative COVID test and then get COVID 2 days later, you know, right before you go to see your family. But once again, just doing things that we can do, common sense precautions that we can do that can, you know, maybe minimize the risk and let everybody feel more at ease about COVID, you know, rather than having this, you know, throw in the towel kind of mentality that the sky is falling. You know, once again, Texas has more COVID cases than any other state. We've crossed that 1 million line, and at least where I'm working, none of the hospitals are overwhelmed. We always have more space. And so kind of keeping that in mind, that we have, you know, no one in the United States has been without a ventilator that's needed one. We haven't lacked all the main resources that we need. We know the mortality rate is much less than what we anticipated, you know, depending upon who's, you know, which media you listen to. And so, you know, there's a lot of good news that's coming out. You know, we're probably going to have a vaccine by Christmas. So keeping all this in perspective, the sky is not falling. We're going to be okay.
Chuck, if I can just interrupt you for a second, we got to take a real quick commercial break here in way under a minute. But I want to just bring up a couple of things that I want to talk about in the next segment right after the commercial break. I want to talk a little bit about the fallacy of testing. On the news last night here in my neck of the woods, four people took four COVID tests. One of them had two positives, and exactly that same person with another tester had a two negative. So the story that my neighbor, who is in charge of COVID testing, a doc up here at the local hospital, the only hospital, said the problem with the testing is it really is not accurate. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al's going to be right back with Dr. Chuck and talk a little bit more about the scientific aspects of what's going on. Stick around.